Q106.7 weather.
Here's your KQNK forecast. Bright sunshine expected today, with daytime highs approaching 65. Easterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, lows dip down to about 42. Bright sunshine expected tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 78. Dry Friday and Saturday, under mainly sunny skies, with highs in the mid-60s. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm Staff Meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Currently 56.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Karen Johnson. The wall that heals recently made a stop in Barton County and Great Bend.
Last December, a committee of Vietnam veterans proposed a lasting memorial at Veterans Memorial Park. Over the weekend, the first segments of the 50-foot structure were placed by the lake. Larry Parsons, a Vietnam veteran on the committee, expressed excitement about the project, which has been in the works for over a year. Built by Hoisington's B&B Metal Arts, the memorial features two 25-foot wings and military insignia. I'm J.P. Bazant.
47-year-old Carrie Paul Cortez of Manhattan is being held on a $250,000 bond today in the Riley County Jail. Following his arrest in connection with child sex crimes, officials said. According to the Riley County Police, Cortez was arrested in the 1300 block of Bear Place. This is Kansas Information Network News.
Need a reliable workhorse for your property? Meet the John Deere 5E Series tractors from Prairie Land Partners. Whether it's working fields, hauling loads, or clearing roadsides, the 5E delivers the power and versatility you need, all in one machine. And there's never been a better time to buy. Get a $2,250 implement bonus and save with cash discounts over $6,000. Offer ends October 25th, 2024. Some restrictions apply. See Prairie Land Partners for details.
Prairie Land Partners.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Good afternoon, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. A statewide task force is recommending that the Kansas Board of Education adopt guidelines to completely remove phones from schools. Earlier this year, the Board of Education formed the group Blue Ribbon Task Force on Screen Student Time and tasked them with finding ways to curb rampant phone use in classrooms. The concern is primarily about students' mental health and the ability to learn effectively, so the task force overwhelmingly voted to approve a total ban on phones for all grade levels during the school day. At the October 17th Board of Education meeting, one task force member, against a full-on ban, mentioned concerns with kids not having phones in the case of an emergency. And another brought up that school security experts suggest that it's actually more dangerous for kids to have phones in those situations. Any recommendations made by the task force will not necessarily become the standard for schools, as any policy changes are ultimately left up to the districts. The task force will meet one final time, November 7th, before sharing their findings and making their official recommendations to the Board of Education. The State Child Death Review Board has released its annual report, revealing a troubling rise in drug-related deaths among Kansas children aged birth to 17. In 2022, the number of the deaths increased to 16, up from 11 in 2021, highlighting a significant and alarming trend associated with fentanyl. And from a national standpoint, the CDC reported there were 107,941 drug overdose deaths for all age groups in 2022. In recent years, both nationally and in Kansas, the data shows an increase in the use of synthetic opioids like fentanyl, and while fentanyl is a prescription drug, it's also manufactured illegally, and is frequently incorporated into illicit leaf manufactured pressed pills and mixed with other substances. According to the board report, there were 10 drug-related deaths in children aged 4 or younger between 2019 and 2022, and 6 were the result of the child finding unsecured illicit drugs. In 2018, the state recorded 0 drug-related deaths in that age category. For older youth, counterfeit pills laced with fentanyl are a rising concern, as 69% of the drug-related deaths during this time period were in youth aged 15 to 17, many of whom were experimenting with drugs without the knowledge that there was fentanyl. Overall, the report revealed that Kansas recorded 389 child fatalities in 2022, an increase from 349 in 2021, resulting in an overall child death rate of 56.3 deaths per 100,000 population. In addition to providing public policy recommendations, the report includes prevention points that families can use to decrease the likelihood of a child's death. The report is available on the Attorney General's website at ag.ks.gov/scdrb. 34-year-old Heath Ryan Robbins of Ellis was arrested on charges of aggravated indecent liberties and aggravated criminal sodomy involving a minor. According to court documents, between 2015 and 2018 in Ellis County, Robbins allegedly engaged in lewd fondling or touching with a child younger than 14 years old, and Robbins was booked into the Ellis County Jail on October 16th. Court documents also reveal that in August of 2023, Robbins allegedly presented or distributed obscene material to a minor and committed child misconduct in Trigo County. Both the alleged offenses were filed in October and are under investigation. Robbins is scheduled to appear in Ellis County District Court on November 5th. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
As cold and flu season approaches, Norton County Hospital and Clinics is here to keep you healthy. Follow these simple tips to stay well. Wash up often and scrub hands for at least 20 seconds. Cough into your elbow to prevent spreading germs. Avoid sharing food and utensils. Get the shot. The flu vaccine is your best defense. Keep your distance from anyone who's sick. And if you're feeling unwell, stay at home and recover. Stay healthy and enjoy a flu-free season.
Kansas Insurance Commissioner Vicki Schmidt released the annual overview of the health insurance market in Kansas, and this report details the 2025 Kansas Health Insurance Market Marketplace. Open enrollment is an opportunity for Kansans to make decisions about their health insurance coverage, when you can stay on your current policy if available, or enroll in a different policy from the same company or a different company. Schmidt said it's important for Kansans to make informed decisions when deciding which coverage is best for them and their families, and the Kansas Department of Insurance is ready to provide information and assist. The open enrollment period for Kansans will be from November 1st until January 15th. Kansans who would like to start their health insurance coverage effective January 1st must enroll by December 15th, and health insurance purchased on the marketplace between December 16th and January 15th will not begin coverage until February 1st. For more information on the 2025 Kansas Health Insurance Marketplace and the open enrollment, you can visit the department's website at insurance.kansas.gov/health-life. The State Conservation Commission will hold its regular meeting through Zoom on Friday, October 25th from 9 to 10 a.m., and anyone interested in the meeting can participate using Zoom video conferencing. The SCC consists of 5 elected commissioners, 2 ex officio members representing the Kansas State University Agriculture Experiment Station and Cooperative Extension Service, and 2 appointed members representing the Kansas Department of Agriculture and the U.S. Department of Agriculture Natural Resources Conservation Service. The Kansas Department of Agriculture Division of Conservation consults with the SCC to protect and enhance Kansas's natural resources through the development, implementation, and maintenance of policies, guidelines, and programs that are designed to assist local governments and individuals in conserving the state's renewable resources. The meeting is a regularly scheduled board meeting and is open to the public. For more information about the meeting, including how to listen to the meeting by Zoom or to request a copy of the agenda, you can contact the Kansas Department of Agriculture Division of Conservation at kda.doc@ks.gov. Anyone who requires special accommodations must make their needs known at least 24 hours prior to the meeting. Kansas is home to an abundance of beautiful natural resources, with the most vital of these being water. So the Kansas Water Office is accepting water photos to be featured in conjunction with the 2024 Governor's Conference on the Future of Water in Kansas in November. The photos need to pertain to water or water use in Kansas, and some examples include all bodies of water, irrigation, agriculture, recreation and fun, or other water infrastructure. The top-winning photo from each category will win a cash award and be featured at the 2024 Governor's Water Conference, and the winners will also be featured in several of the Kansas Water Office publications throughout the year. November 1st is the deadline to submit your photos. For more information about the contest, as well as a draft conference agenda and speaker bios, you can visit the Kansas Water Office conference page at kwo.ks.gov under the News and Events section. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all of your health care needs.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. A lame duck Congress is expected to take up disaster aid for the hurricane-ravaged southeast, and some are proposing attaching a farm bill to that. But a longtime senator says he won't go for it. For weeks, Iowa's Chuck Grassley has said he expects another one-year extension of the 2018 farm bill. But what about the idea raised by a former House Ag economist to attach the farm bill to a hurricane disaster bill and to use that aid to leverage more farm bill spending?
With just 2 weeks in November and 3 weeks in December, it would preclude any Senate Agriculture Committee input into it, because just the leaders of the two ag committees would be working it out.
And as far as Grassley is concerned,
and I resent not having an opportunity to have input on a new five-year farm bill. I don't see how it could be done any other way, and we're asking for regular order.
Senator Grassley tried for years to limit farm payments to those actively engaged in farming, use the savings for farm programs, and pay down the national debt. He lost that fight in the 2015 and 2018 farm bills. Now, Senator Grassley hasn't decided if he'll again propose a $250,000 payment cap per married farming couple or some other figure, but he argued last year that the current loopholes must end. Remember, the House has passed their version of the farm bill out of committee and is awaiting going to the full floor. The Senate has yet to pass their version of the farm bill, and really no word as of yet if Debbie Stabenow will bring it up in the Agriculture Committee even before it gets to a full Senate vote. You're listening to the Kansas Agriculture.
Ranchers, it could be time to process those calves. Whether you're weaning your own or bringing in a potload of stockers, health protection is of utmost importance. So you need answers and the right products. No wonder ranchers from all 50 states have come to rely on the products and assistance they get at Valley Vet Supply. Another reason people from so far away get their supplies the Valley Vet way, they know the right products to keep in stock, like Valley Vet's broad selection of vaccines and insecticides. And their tech service veterinarians can help you make sensible choices for your situation. Same-day shipments available direct to your door. At ValleyVet.com, you'll find exceptional value and a large selection of meds and more shipped fast and free on most orders over $75. Find your ranching needs at ValleyVet.com or shop their store in Marysville.
ValleyVet.com. Valley Vet Supply.
Kansas Agriculture Network Weather.
This is meteorologist Steve Hamilton for the Kansas Agriculture Network. A little cooler today with high pressure drifting in from the northern plains. Daytime highs will be a lot closer to average, but then we'll quickly warm up on Thursday with a warm front crossing the central plains. That'll be followed by a mid-level low and cold front tomorrow afternoon. Then temperatures cool down Friday and for most of the weekend. Some precipitation will be possible tomorrow afternoon with that system, but mostly for the eastern and maybe some of the central counties. Rain chances look low for western Kansas for a while. The whole state will be cooler through Sunday, and then next week will warm up again Monday and Tuesday. On the map heading into this afternoon, cooler high pressures moved into the central plains, so today's highs will be in the 60s to low 70s, a lot closer to average, dry weather and sunny skies. Wind will be out of the northeast at about 5 to 15 miles per hour, maybe gusting to 20. The high will quickly drift off to the east by late tonight. That'll be followed by a warm front that'll move across Kansas very early tomorrow morning. So temperatures will be back up way above average again, with most locations going into the 80s. Then tomorrow afternoon, that mid-level low and cold front will drop in from the northern Rockies. May see some showers and a few thunderstorms for the central and eastern counties. That'll be followed by much cooler and dry weather Friday through Sunday. Breezy through the weekend, highs will be mainly in the 60s and 70s. This afternoon in northwestern Kansas, mid-60s with mid-40s for the overnight hours. Mid to upper 60s north central, and tonight we're in the mid-40s. Low 70s northeast and upper 40s for the overnight. Southwest, upper 60s and mid-40s tonight. South central, mid-70s, and tonight we're in the low 50s. Mid-70s in the southeast counties tonight, low to mid-50s. This is the Kansas Agriculture Network.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
Just a little heads up before something bad happens.
Move your coffee cup away from your computer.
Oh, no, 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 no.
So you can have more control.
Stop. You're texting your boss by mistake.
Uh-oh. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org.
Warning, the cap is loose on that ketchup.
Ugh. Don't wait. You have the power to change the outcome. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
This is Jan Teen for Norton Livestock Market with our early consignments for this week's Thursday cattle auction at 1 o'clock. In the breeding stock, here's six mostly black older cows bred black for spring calving. In the calves, we'll sell 750 to 800 calves off the cow weighing 450 to 650 pounds. In the calves, 200 of them will be Charolais and Charolais influence. 125 will be Red Angus and Red Angus influence, with the balance of the calves being Black Angus. There's 70 black and black-white face heifers on one consignment that are double-vacked, weighing mostly in the fives. In the feeders, here's 120 mixed steers off grass at 980. They are 95% black heifers, 800 to 8 1/4. Here's 10 mixed steers and heifers, 800 to 950 off grass. We'd be expecting more consignments by sale time of all classes of cattle. Hope to see you at the auction. Thank you.